What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. Man, I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, which you'll hear more about, which was created to help men discover their powerful fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I tend to share stories from my own fatherhood journey, and I'm going to do so at the end, but doing something a little bit different here. And forgive me for my voice. If you can see me, I've got a black eye, and my throat is jacked from jiu-jitsu. The last two nights, been working on chokes, and just my throat has literally been destroyed, and I got a black eye. So whatever, it's good. So what I'm going to do is a 13-week series on the character traits and the identity of a father. Not what is a good father or a great father, but a father. If you are a father, if you are embracing this name of father, there's no good or great father. There's you do this if you step into the fullness of what it means to be a father. Now, this comes from my 13-week or my 90-day course. It's called the 18-year roadmap, which I help you create a roadmap for 18 years while your kid's in your home, which obviously being a father goes well beyond that. But for people who've gone through one of my two 30-day courses. So if you're interested, if you're a new dad trying to figure this whole thing out, or you're a dad with a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old, and you're like, dude, I just need help, go to adventureoffatherhood.com, sign up for one of those 30-day courses. And then what I'm talking about here would be available to you after. All right, my friends, week one, you are powerful. Okay. So this idea of character traits and or identity. Now let's talk about this for a minute. What is identity? Identity is, who do you identify as? Do you know who you are? Do you know what your role is? Do you know when you show up? What do you expect from yourself? And so identity is an understanding of knowing who I am. And then your beliefs, your operating system will flow from that. Many of us are walking around with a really jaded identity. And maybe even a lot of it we haven't chosen or selected. It's just kind of been bestowed upon us, which, my friend, that's why this matters, because you're doing that same thing to your kiddo. You are telling them, showing them what is normal, what does life look like. So first, what is identity? Okay, we've established that identity is beliefs, knowing who you are. It's the truth that you are a father. And that's what we're going to talk about. The truth is you are a father. You did bring life into this earth. And so now, what does that mean? What does father mean? And what are those character traits? So let's go with this. This first week is you're powerful. So this idea that you are extremely powerful. Now, I love names. I love the idea of names, and I love my own name. Ned Wolfgang Shout. It all means something, you know? Like, you could meet a couple Neds and we're all different. You know, my middle name Wolfgang, I've always been proud of that. My last name Shout, it's like you got me, my brother, my dad, our family. It means something to me. Names mean something. And I've even been wrestling with names a little bit more. This came up. Lately, I've been wrestling with this idea of faith and fitness as I've been launching the Rise Up Kings Fitness for men to like fully embrace fitness, but not just the idea of what does it mean to be fit or to have a life of nutrition and health, but how do you tie that to your faith and to spirituality? Because I'll tell you, through my physical transformation is like really a spiritual transformation in so many ways. And so I was speaking to this gentleman, David McDonald, who I just recorded a podcast with, and I'm actually doing some coaching with him around spirituality and fitness. And his podcast comes out in a few weeks. So like, I totally recommend it. Or go check out some of the articles he's written called Holy Alive. Flipping phenomenal. I came to him, I'm like, yo, dude, I'm wrestling with body, spirit, mind, and like, what's my responsibility? And like, how you start digging into where's the soul fit in? And you know, you start creating these charts and these circles of mind, body, spirit, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yo, you could get deep into this, but at the end of the day, he's like, to make it simple, there's Ned. Right? Like, you are responsible for Ned, which makes up all those things, but you are Ned and you are the only one that's you. You are uniquely you. There could be many other white German men. There could be many other men named Ned. There can be many other men with a beard. There can be other men who care about this, this, and this, but there's only one Ned. So names are powerful. Okay. Names mean something. And when you become a father, you get a new name. You're dad now. You are father now. You get a new name. Your own child is going to call you dada or daddy or dad. You know, this idea of father, They're going to name you this before they even know your real name that you were given as a child. So you get a new name. And I love this because when you think about, let's use the Bible as an example. If somebody goes through a transformation, let's use Saul. Okay, so Saul is this pharisaical dude. He's zealous. He's causing a lot of havoc. He thinks he's all doing it correctly. He has this experience, this moment where he meets Jesus. He's blind for 3 days. And then he comes out of this and he's a changed man. And with being a changed man, he gets a new name, Paul. So there's something to be said about names. And so when you become a father, you go from just being Ned or whatever your name is to now you are Ned Father. You get what I'm saying? It's a new title, a new name that you get. Your own kid's going to call you that. Now, dude, father means one who creates. And like we joke about it, we talk about it like, yeah, you know, but it's real. You planted seed and then 9 months later, a baby comes. So right out the gate, like you have the power to create life. Now, what's interesting is like use the example, you know, it took 9 seconds and then there's 9 months that your spouse goes through and then 90 years that this human is going to live. So there's huge responsibility in that power, that in this very small seconds that I produce seed to create human life, the human life that I create has the potential to last 90 to 100 to 110 years, right? A lifetime. And so the idea, like, to understand out the gate when we start to talk about this 13 weeks of what does it mean to be a father, you have to start at the foundation that you have a new name, and that name is extremely powerful, which we're going to talk more about. So, and man, the delivery of your baby, like in that moment, it was so beautiful, so barbaric, so wild seeing my first daughter be born, just my wife, like what a freaking badass. And then, I mean, I'm literally watching a miracle happen before my eyes. It's like I had the power to create that, but then there's so much that happened that I didn't have control over. It just happened. And so you think about, man, I have so much power in a moment that's going to create a lifetime of potential. And here's the thing, my friends, the power that we have is not just in that small window where we produce a life. It's then every word, every action. I have the power and responsibility in how I show up over the next 18 years plus, right? Like I'm 40 and I still care what my parents say. So it's not like it's just 18 years you got to freaking take care of this puppy before it leaves and it's gone. No, you're bringing a human life in. And it's not just that brief moment. It's not just protecting, take caring, providing the main things we talk about, but you have the power through your words, through your touch, through your energy, through your actions to create life, which as we go on, we'll talk more about, but you have the power to create. And you have to know, like, as you step into this, you're a powerful, powerful man. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I've found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. And it doesn't change. It doesn't matter how much you make. It doesn't matter your house. It doesn't matter where you live. The power of the tongue, the power of the touch. It doesn't matter if you make a $50,000 a year or $50 million a year. That dad still comes home and has the same powerful influence to create life, to make life. And then when you have the kid, to create life with your words and your actions. Okay, this is like a weird analogy, but somebody said it to me and I think it's hilarious and also true. So whatever. If you have an island with 100 men and one woman on the island, how many human beings can you make every year? Well, one, maybe two if there's twins, maybe three if there's triplets. But the reality that you have one woman and 100 men, there's not a lot of life that can happen from there. Now, if you have the same island, but you have 100 women and one dude, which I know we think sounds awesome, but I'm sure it would be horrific. You could make potentially 100 human beings in a year. The point of the story is moms, if you're listening, Hannah, if you're listening, you're super important and you matter. I said I'd give you a shout out there. Moms, you are freaking phenomenal. Like, we would not be where we are without moms. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, moms have shown up since the dawn of time, and fathers haven't always understood their role. And that's really important to me, to help them see their role now more clearly. The point of the analogy is I want you as a man to realize how powerful you are. And it's not like, oh, sick, I want to have an island with 100 women. No, you're getting the wrong thing out of this. There's great responsibility to be taken with the power that you've been given, right? Because you take this woman, you have your wife, and you are able to produce something in a matter of a moment. And then, man, she's carrying that for 9 months, which is a beautiful gift on its own. But you are doing something that's going to create a huge responsibility for her. We got to understand the responsibility and power that we have. Now, here, the stats are wild, right? Okay, I'm just going to give two. When a father isn't around, here's one. 85% of children with behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. That's crazy. Look at all the medication we're giving out. Look at all the counseling we have. And all that stuff's important and stuff. But do we need it to the level that we do if dads were to show up? Probably not. Now, here's a positive one. I got four daughters, so this one means something to me. If you have a father in the home, your children are 75% less likely to experience teen pregnancy. I mean, that's huge, not just for the sake of, like, you know, I want my daughters to, like, get through high school and enjoy it and go to college if they want and start life and kind of go through this flow. It's not just that, but the responsibility of building a family at 15 is a lot. And we want to not continue to build these negative statistics. We want to build positive ones, which are going to come from stable homes, which you and I have to give an example of what that looks like. All right, Voltaire, the French author, coined this phrase, with great power comes great responsibility. You probably hear it more from Uncle Ben's words to Peter Parker, but this is true. With great power comes great responsibility. And not enough of us are walking around knowing how powerful we are. We've been shown to hide that, to minimize that, but you are a powerful man. It just is facts, okay? So part of your identity is that you are powerful. Now, will you miss it and not step into that power? Because I mean, the way you could speak life into your kids, it's so important. So don't miss that. So I'll give two quick stories. Now, in my TEDx talk, I shared a story of when my daughter Violet was 5, I believe. I was yelling at her and I could just see in her face. It was just like, it was awful. It was like melting her. And then I got down on one knee and I spoke to her out of love. And now I understood that the power that I was bringing to that conversation wasn't the power that was necessary. And it was more powerful for me to go to an on a knee, vulnerable connection with her. Another story is power of touch. I remember being in church and standing next to my son and just putting my hand on his shoulder. And there was just this feeling like that's all he needed in the moment. There was nothing I could say, lean over and say, I love you, or I'm proud of you. There's nothing I could have said, but the power of my touch as a father to just be next to him, like, I'm with you, I'm here, I love you. And I know that when my father hugs me or puts his hand on a shoulder or something like that, there's just something that is happening and it's powerful. And we have to acknowledge that. All right, my dude. So come back. This is week one of 13 weeks. I'm going to give a different trait identity piece to help us understand more clearly who we are and our opportunity to step into the fullness of that as fathers. Go check out adventureoffatherhood.com if you want to check out one of those two courses. If you're enjoying the podcast, please write a review. If you know a dad who's struggling with his identity, shoot him a text. Yo, check out this podcast. I think you'd love it. You're a great dad. All right, my dudes, remember who you are. You are a father, and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.